Richard, you have an opportunity to chair the biotechnology initiative for the United Soybean Board. First of all, just for folks maybe not familiar with the initiative, what's it all about?
Well, the farmer leaders at the United Soybean Board about 2 years ago felt that we needed a better understanding of biotech issues here in the United States and probably more importantly overseas. And so they started the biotech initiative to look at legislation regarding biotech events in a lot of the crops that we export overseas.
Has the initiative accomplished what you had hoped in the short amount of time that it's been around?
I think so. We've employed a number of what I would consider innovative strategies to gain a better understanding of where we are from a biotech standpoint, and then to move towards better acceptance overseas. And I think we're accomplishing those goals.
In fact, you brought a group of folks in for a roundtable discussion at your meeting here in Birmingham to talk about biotechnology on the global perspective.
Certainly. The panel was very good. We had Paul Temple from the UK, and he's well-placed in EU farmer politics, a large farm group in the EU. Yasmin Erkut, who works for the Foreign Ag Service in Turkey. We had Pablo Adriani, who is a consultant from South America, specifically Argentina. And then David Green, who's a farmer from Ireland, who runs a consulting company here now in the U.S. That has vast knowledge about biotech issues around the globe.
A lot of things that they talked about that I think some of our producers found a little surprising and maybe think, you know, maybe things aren't quite as bad here as what they could be.
Absolutely. You know, the Paul Temple, the farmer from the UK, there's a really high level of frustration by farmers in the EU not having the ability to use biotech crops. And, you know, they can see they see the opportunity that we have here with our triple stack corn varieties and our Roundup Ready soybean varieties, and just how that seems to help from a management standpoint. And they don't have those options in the EU. And so if we're going to move the needle, I think, in acceptance in the EU, one of our greatest partners needs to be the farmers in the EU, lobbying their government to allow them to use those products.
But in some instances, we still need to move the needle here in this country. Tell me a little bit about Teach the Teacher.
Well, we've initiated what we call a high school curriculum project. And we basically are developing a high school curriculum for high school science teachers on a unit on biotechnology. And it's web-based, so our science biology teachers can access this curriculum. There's lesson plans, there's activities. The curriculum is science-based. And it tells a good story and a positive story from our perspective about biotechnology.
So who is kind of giving you direction on the things that you want to accomplish through this biotech initiative?
Well, we have obviously the farmer leaders on the biotech initiative have a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, you know, either from traveling overseas or domestic experience. So we obviously rely, the decisions are made by the farmer leaders, but we have a number of staff that are, that's what they do every day. That's their job is to identify areas where we need to have a little bit more emphasis, and that's where we try to put our money.
Well, Richard, we appreciate you taking a few minutes away from your meeting here to visit with us about the biotech initiative.
Sure, I appreciate it anytime. We appreciate your coverage.